Okay, today we are learning the Haftarah of Parshas HaChodesh, which is Yecheskel, begins from Perek Mem Vav. We Ashkenazim start two Pesukim earlier than the Sfaradim, which we can handle, for Pasuk Tazayim. Now, first of all, the lady of Parshas HaChodesh itself, it's very interesting that there are two totally different reasons given for the laying of Parshas HaChodesh. Rashi in the Gemara says that we lay Parshas HaChodesh, which is in Parshas Bai, because it has to do with the Korban Pesach. It's a preparation for the Korban Pesach. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't give that reason. He says it has to do with the Kiddush HaChodesh, which Parshas HaChodesh commemorates. You know, the old riddle. How is it possible that you bench Rosh Chodesh Nissan and it's not Parshas HaChodesh? When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so we bench Parshas HaChodesh Nissan. It's not. Okay. And Daf Torah is Yecheskel. Now, many people look for connections from the Daf Torah to the week's lighting, And they do it by looking at the trees instead of at the forest. In other words, they look at the Pesukim and try to see a connection. It's not going to be hard to see a connection from the Pesukim to both Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Pesach. However, there's something much greater in the idea of reading Yecheskel Perek Mem Vav and Mem Zayin. And the reason for that is that the book of Yecheskel, which doesn't need my approval, but is one of the most beautiful books of Navi, is a book that starts with talk of the Chorban and ends with Nechemta. It ends with Nevuis of greatness. Now, the Navi Yecheskel goes on for a number of additional parakim till Memches. These final parakim discuss all of the beauty of the Gula Hasida. What we have in these final parakim are in Perek Mem Vav, the promise of the return of Klal Yisrael and the Korban Pesach, which we're going to read. And actually it starts early. It starts from Perek Lamed Vav. From Lamed Vav to the end is just beautiful to learn. Perek Lamed Vav talks about Klal Yisrael returning to Eretz Yisrael. Lamed Zayin is the vision of the Atzomes Yaveshais, of the Tchias HaMesim. Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes, Amalchem is Gaig U'Magaig. And then from Perek Mem, you have the parakim of the building of the Bayis HaShlishi. Now, many of us, most Jews probably, have no idea what the Bayis HaShlishi will look like. The truth is, I don't know exactly what it will look like. But it's not like all the models they have of the Beis HaMikdash. The Bayis HaShlishi is different. Bayis HaShlishi will have five buildings arranged, one building in the center, and at the four corners, additional buildings. It's a totally different a tzura than the Bayis HaRishon, different than the Bayis HaSheni, which was different than the Bayis HaRishon. The Bayis HaShlishi is different. The Bayis HaShlishi is laid out in Perek Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, and Mem Gimel. It lays out the tzura of the Bayis HaShlishi, which is immediately precedes this Haftarah. Then Perek Mem Dalid has the laws that are the Ger to the Kayin. And Perek Mem Vav, which starts with a call to live in a higher level, and this is the Maisa Mashiach, talks about, and what we're going to learn tonight, talks about Rosh Chodesh Nissan and the inauguration of the Bayis HaShlishi. The Kohanim of the time, they had no names because the people are as of yet unborn. Well, the Pesukim do not say it comes down in fire. And the Pesukim describe building it. It gives instructions on how to build it. There's no indication of coming down in fire. The idea that comes down in fire comes from both Rashi and Tosfos in two places in Shas. And it's a bit debatable as to what they're saying. The Gemara there says that the Beis Hamikdash can potentially be built any day, including the first day of Pesach. Now, how could it be built the first day of Pesach? The first day of Pesach, you're not allowed to do malacha. So Rashi and Tosfos say that it could be built on the first day of Pesach. It could come down in fire. Now, for Pshat in the Gemara, it doesn't mean they're saying it will come down in fire. They're saying it might, if it's necessary. But nevertheless, the Pashut reading of Rashi and Tosfos, to be sure, is that it will come down that way. Now, the question is how that fits with Yecheskel. We're going to learn now the Nevuah of Yecheskel, as the Radak says. This Nevuah holds B'nissen Asid and Ligoyal, that the Bais will be built Rosh Chodesh Nissen, will be inaugurated Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and as a member of the Gemara, B'nissen Asid and Ligoyal. Yet, Chakalai B'chol Yom Sheyava, Yayimim B'chol Yisishmo, he can come any time. So what we understand is that there are two possible times for Mashiach's coming. There's Be'itai and Achishana. There's a deadline by when Mashiach must come, which is Rosh Chodesh Nissen, if you hold B'Nissen Asid and Ligoel, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, if you hold B'Tishrei Asid and Ligoel. But Achishanam, Mashiach can come early if Klal Yisrael is deserving. Hayayim in B'Kailas Yishmo. So in a nutshell, the Pesukim here describe the building of the Beis HaMikdash if it'll be B'Itai, if it'll be in its time. Where does the idea come that Mashiach has to come? The idea of Mashiach has to come by a certain time is from this pasuk, Be'itai Achishana, that there's a Be'itai, that there's a time. The question if Mashiach has to come by the year 6000, which is a very popular idea, has no solid source. The Ramban says it has no solid source. Now, there are many Achraim who say it straight out that Mashiach has to come by the year 6000. But, what? No, the Gemara does not say it. The Gemara rather has a machloikis. It says Abaya holds that way. It seems Rava disagrees, which is different. But, be that as it may, it's not, I guess, we're getting a little off topic. Now, the point is that this description is a description of a planned coming of Yemaisa Mashiach, the building of Beis HaMikdash, and the date is here. The Gemara says it could be a different date. So for that, the crazy place, he answers, the crazy place has an arichus in the beginning of Simen Kof Yud on Mashiach, and there he says there's a bi'itai in Achishana, and that's where the idea comes from. Now, we're going to learn what it says here. My point to you is that from Perek Lamed Vav till the end is a beautiful flow of description of things in the time of Mashiach, and what we learn in Parshas HaChodesh is Mem Vav and Mem Zayin, which is the description of that Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Now, the reason this is the Haftorah for Parshas HaChodesh is very simple. It's not just because this is Pesach and that's Pesach. There are a lot of Nevuos. Yeshayahu HaMelech also made a public carbon Pesach. But the point is that this is the beginning of the Geula. This is the Pesach, the beginning of the Geula Hasida. And we read that on the day that we commemorate the coming of the Rosh Chodesh Nissen and the Pesach, which is the original Gula of Gulas Mitzrayim. So that it may be accurate to say that this is the Haftarah that has to do with Pesach, and it's Pesach, and this has to do with Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and it's Rosh Chodesh Nissen, it's accurate, but it's like the trees and not the forest. It's really a much bigger picture, that this is the description from Perek Lamed Vav to Memches of the Gula Hasida, and it's the beginning of the Gula. That's what we're going to read now. There's one more nekuda I would like to tell you, because it'll be important in a moment, is that the Sefer ends with the boundaries of the 12 Shvatim. Not the Haftarah ends, but the Sefer, Perek Mem Zayim, Mem Ches, only goes to Mem Ches, is the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. The boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach comes, are not at all identical to the boundaries that Yeshua divided the land. For one thing, us Levim are going to get a regular portion, just like everybody else. You know, we didn't get a portion in the Bayis Rishon. In Cheskel it says we get a portion, the Kohen probably too could share. And not only that, but those portions, they're like a dream. They're, you know, you ever look at a map? It's all the boundaries are all over the place. Look at New York State, right? It's up and down, squiggly lines all over. Why do they do things that way? Why don't they just do nice, neat lines? If you'd give Gary to make boundaries, right? Nice, neat lines. So Yecheskel does that. Yecheskel is going to have nice, neat lines for the boundaries, straight lines across the Mediterranean Sea, across the Jordan, and everyone gets a line, And all the shvatim are given out that way. All the chalakim. Right, now that's, I guess, an introduction. It's not the pratim of the Haftira, but it's the picture. This Haftira is the Haftira because it's the beginning of the Gula Hasidah.
So, but if this is a Nebuah, it means that Hashem is saying that the Gula comes in Nisan.
In Nisan. Okay, there's a rule with all Nebuah that a Nebuah, it can't be worse than a Nebuah, but it could be better. So the fact that someone will have to wait is chazeres. Mashiach will come, but it could be earlier. That Hishana could come earlier.
Well, when he was speaking about
Israel, they weren't imagining 2,500 years later. They were thinking, if he's saying it now, maybe 50 years, maybe 10 years. Maybe it's a long way off.
It's a long way off. That's one of the reasons,
the date wasn't given, so as not to depress everybody. Well,
it's going to be in our lifetime.
Not really, because they knew it would not be in their lifetime, because Yirmiyah had told them in 70 years they would return from Bavel, and that's not the final goal. Alright, let's see, Pasi Tazayin Yud Zayin, sort of riders to the main Haftarah, the Kilas HaSvardim, start from the third Pasik we have, let's just read. Koyamar, I'm sorry, Vasu, where does it start from? I'm sorry. It's supposed to be Tazayin. Okay. I'm sorry. So it describes who's paying for the karbanis. Kala'am, all of the people, ka'am ba'aret, ha'aret, you ela truma hazais. This doesn't refer to truma, it refers to donations. La nasi b'Yisrael. Everyone, even a nasi, donated to pay equally for these karbanis tzibur, which we're about to describe. And besides the public carbon, besides that, the Nasi will pay for the Eilais, Mincha, and Nesech, b'chagim, b'chadoshim, b'shabbosais, on holidays, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos, b'chol mayadei Beis Yisrael, hu yaseh sachatos, v'sa mincha, v'sa eilu, v'sa shlom, l'chaper ba'ad Beis Yisrael. So their karbon is tzibur, and their karbon is kapara. The Nasi pays for the karbon is kapara. Now here it says, chadoshim, u'b'shabbosais. So I have to tell you here, a fascinating idea. The Amakairis in Drashas, but also in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah says that before the Chait, before the original Chait, the Rosh Chodesh would have been a Yamtif. And before the Chait HaEgel. After the Chait HaEgel, Rosh Chodesh was taken away, and that's why women still have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh with something. Women are supposed to choose a malacha to abstain from on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the question is, what does it mean Rosh Chodesh would have been a Yom Tov? When we lane in the Haftira of the on a fast day, we lane about Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai. In Dirshu. Yeah, we lane about going up on Shabbos and Chodesh. I should have prepared better. We learn about going up on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. I'll read you the pasuk next time. And the Mefarshei Chazal say the following: they say that before the original Chait, there would have been Aliyah L'Regel every Rosh Chodesh. Besides the Shalish Regalim, there would have been an Aliyah L'Regel every Rosh Chodesh as well. And the reason it was abolished is because Klal Yisrael sunk after the Chet HaEgel to a point where it just wouldn't be exciting. If we were Aliyah L'Regel every Rosh Chodesh, it would lose its excitement, it would lose its specialness. So therefore, the idea of going up on every Rosh Chodesh was abolished. Later, when Mashiach will come, it will resume. The idea of every Rosh Chodesh having Aliyah L'Regel will resume. It never started, but the original plan will go back. And there will be once again the idea of Chagim b'chadoshes u'b'shabosais b'chol b'yadei Beis Yisrael. The Gemara says, Yom Tif Nami Ikri Shabbos. The Yom Tif is also called the day of rest. And therefore Shabbos sometimes refers to Yom Tif as well. And that's why, what? The Chagim is also a description of the Yom Tov. It says, Chagim Chadoshim B'Shabbos Sois. But then it says B'chol Mayadei Beis Yisrael. So the question is how to interpret it. If it refers to Shabbos, then it means it'll be Shabbos as well. That's the pasuk I was looking for. I'm sorry. Okay, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so I looked at the wrong place. In the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Torah, we say the Shabbos b'Shabbat and b'Chodesh b'Chodeshay. We talk about going up. Yeshkayach. All right, pasuk Yud Ches. Koy Amar Hashem Elokim. Barishayin Bechad L'Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Tikach Par. Ben Bokar Tomim v'chiteses Hamigdash. Get a par Ben Bokar and bring it as a carbon chatos to purify the Beis Hamigdash. V'lakach hakoy midam chatos onosan al mezuzas abayis. And I'll take from the blood of the chatos, sprinkle it on the doorways, al arba pines ha'azara la mizbeach, and on the four corners of the azara around the mizbeach, al mezuzas sharachot zapnimis. So he's saying, you're going to bring a chatos on Rosh Chodesh. What's wrong with that? The par of Rosh Chodesh is not at all a chatos.
There's no par on Rosh Chodesh.
There's no par chatos on Rosh Chodesh. So what's going on? So here there's a fascinating Rashi. Listen to Rashi. Rashi is actually a pasuk of Beis. Rabbi Seinu Omru, Shebikshu Lignai Sefer Yecheskel. There was a movement to put Sefer Yecheskel in Sheamus. Nobody should learn Yecheskel. Most of Klai Yisrael observes this. No? Shehayu devar of Saisrim divrei Torah. This is a contradiction to what it says in the Torah. Baram, Zachor Latayv, Chananya ben Cheskia ben Gurion, Shiyoshav ba'aliyah v'darshay. There was a great Jew who sat in the Ali and he darshaned it. Baveneinu nela mimenu mashadarash. And we don't have exactly what he darshaned. But the idea is that this is a contradiction to what it says in the Chumash. Now the Radak, as opposed to Rashi, who says it in such extraordinary way, the Radak explains that the Karbanos of the Chanukas Hamigdash, Hamishkan in the Chumash were unique. In the Chumash Hamishkan, they were very different Karbanos than were brought all the time. The same thing, he says by Ezra, when Ezra came up, they brought different Karbanos. The same thing, this is the Bayis HaShlishi. This is not saying every Rosh Chodesh they're going to bring this carbon. This carbon is the one-time carbon for that original Chanukah, the joyful Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash in the very first time. Not precisely. Yeah, we're gonna have all the Yom Tov. Your thought text is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It actually appears twice. It says that if the Mashiach comes, they're not gonna, Klal Yisrael will no longer say the God who took us out of Egypt. Refer to Rabbi Shalom as the God who took us out from all the different Arotzais that we came from. And that the Chag HaGeula then will eclipse the Chag HaGeula of Pesach. But it doesn't mean that the mitzvah satar will be bottled. It just means that there'll be smaller Yamim Taivim compared to those. Kol Yamim Taivim are certainly batel chutzme, but it doesn't quite mean that. It says say chutzme, it says Megillas Esther, it says. It doesn't say chutzme poor, anyway, but not a par, there's no par chatos on Rosh Chodesh. This carbon par, we bring Rashi Tzachim to Oilol Hashem, part of Yibokashnai V'ayel Echad. The par is brought as a chatos. It says at the end, the seer is a mechad, the chatos l'Hashem. That is a seer every Rosh Chodesh for a chatos, and a par for an oilol. And here it describes a par as a chatos.
The par chatos, remember correctly, this is the par chatos was the par
aduma. It's also called the par chatos, but that's it's not this. That's a, yeah, this a par is a male and it's a female. You should purify chites is to purify by sprinkling this as a kapara. It purified. It's from all the sins of the galus of the all the decades, all the millennium.
That should be a carbon seaboard. It should be a kapara for the people.
It is.
It says chites or something. right.
No, that's for Klai. Well, the Migdash doesn't need Kapara. The Migdash represents Klai Yisrael. The Tara of the Migdash is the Tara of Klai Yisrael. And there'll be an additional Yantif. Pasachav, Echei Tasa B'Shiva B'Chaydash. On the seventh day of Nisan, everyone has to prepare for Nisan. May Ishayga Umipesi. All fools, and that means many of us sitting here, it means people did Averis B'Shaygeg. V'chipartem, and they will have a kapara, v'chipartem asabayis, they'll have a kapara within the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's interesting, the Radak says, that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, there'll be such a jubilance, and such a rush, that people are gonna go without, but they're gonna be still Tamei Mason. There's gonna be Tamei Zavim, they're still gonna have all kinds of Tumah. It's gonna be such a tremendous rush to be joyful, the Tamid Chacham will realize I can't go. But the Hamayna Maklai Yisrael, what he calls the Shego Pesi, it's hard to blame them. They're going to flood the Beis HaMikdash. And then they'll say you did the wrong thing. So they need 7 days. They're going to need the Paraduma. Become Tahar. And then on the seventh day to be able to bring a Kapara for this that they did on that day.
So,
yeah, Parchat is actually not sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash, but we will need a Paradum. And then, Barisha and Barbasiyam Lachaydish Yilachem HaPosach, Chag Shavuos Yamim Matzeis Yachel, a 7 day Yamtif, in which we're going to eat Matzahs, and we're going to celebrate Pesach. And, okay, so we'll get to this Pesach, and Yitzhak Hashem on Thursday when we continue. Shavuos Yamim, that's interesting. Doesn't, because there's no mitzvah in the Torah is bottle. Yeah, it's a pellet to say the mitzvah will be bottle.
It's not a holiday, but the Gemara says all the holidays
will be bottle. It's not what it seems to say. What's going to happen then is there won't be no Yetzahara. There will not be, when it says mitzvah v'teilas asad lavai, it doesn't mean that the mitzvahs are going to be bottle. It means one of a number of things. A lot of, Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a piece. And he says it means that the people that wake up from the dead, they're not mechuyev mitzvahs, lameisim chavshi. Imagine, Mashiach will come, Moshe and Aaron will come back, they're going to be patur for mitzvahs. But hopefully we will be alive when Mashiach comes, we're going to be chayev mitzvahs. So there'll be Jews from all the generations, get up at Chiyas and Hasim, and only those of us that never died will be able to do mitzvahs. We're going to, and the others do it as a Rosh Hashanah, so we'll do it as a Chiyav. That doesn't mean it's going to be totally patur.